went to prove that statistics are BS. Two, that they showed what a real team is. I mean, those guys, whoever took hits one day, the other team made up defense. And three, I'd really like to thank KQ, Tom and Dan, and especially Marky Rosen, that you guys really, from the spring, went out on the limb, stuck out there for them, and you know what? You made us all winners. You made Minnesota, the Twin Cities, a big group of winners, and it's wild.
God, I'm tearing up over here.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
It's very kind of you. But
I'm a sailor, and the thing is that the Twins might have not won the start of the race, but it only counts when you finish first at the finish line.
When that gun goes off, ladies and gentlemen, and the bell rings, and the fat lady sings,
you are a winner.
We got a whole cliche.
No, but you guys have not taken the credit that has been deserved, and I think, when you got the sign changed, and I mean,
yeah, that would have been a little embarrassing.
No. You guys are incredible. I mean, you get Marky Rosen at least halfway towards governor, and you got the Twins to the World Series.
All in 1 year. That's amazing.
Well, he beat the commies, you know? No,
he beat the commie.
No, but I'm serious. You guys are been... You're incredible. You turned me back into baseball.
Baseball is going to be a fun thing.
I've been on the phone for a half hour waiting to talk to you.
No, I know. I know. It's going to be nuts around here today. There's no question about it. And sit right in front of Mark, and Mark couldn't have seen the sign. I saw Mark up in the stands last night. There was a sign hanging right in front of Rosie that said Tom and Dan in 88.
I saw that.
Well,
it was great.
You guys should be elected, because I tell you what, I've never seen anyone pumped up baseball better than you folks.
Well, it was well worth our time, obviously. These guys right from the beginning. Unbelievable team.
I worked for the number one sport fan, but you guys did a lot more work than we did.
Whatever works.
Well, but we'll get the parade going for him, right?
The parade is tomorrow at noon, and it's going to be a thrill just to see that parade.
Oh, and you guys have been wonderful.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much for your call.
Thanks a lot for good baseball. You turned me on.
Thank the Twins for that one.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
You're very kind.
Bye-bye.
Morning, you're on KQ. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, I've seen a lot of World Series, but there's a lot of firsts in this one, but there's one thing I didn't see, and that was a call on a box on Whitey Herzog.
Whitey kind of balked at the end there. What'd you think of the fact he pulled McGrain out of the game? This guy was rolling.
I thought it was a sign of desperation. I really do. I don't think Danny Cox was ready to go. This guy gives up a lot of hits anyway, and to bring him in this ballpark where he got hammered the week before was, I thought, rather risky, because I thought McGrain was pitching a great game. He's a smart kid. They say he's a flake. But I think he was able to adjust to a lot of things that he wasn't able to deal with the first time around in the Dome. And I would have left McGrain in. There was a bad call at first base. McGrain was pitching a good game. I was really happy to see him go, because the Twins batters, Gaetti, these guys hit better against right-handed, usually against right-handed pitchers. And then Cox came in, and this guy, looks like, let's go after him. Nice job, Danny.
I got to go. Thanks for letting me be on.
Okay, right. Take it easy, bud. Hi, you're on KQ. How are you?
Good morning.
What's happening?
Hey, I just want to tell you, I listen to you guys every morning on the way to work to St. Cloud. You do a great job, and you guys got a right to feel good, because that is fan support like I've never seen. Now, I'm a transplanted Minnesotan. I'm from New Jersey. I'm a New York Mets fan. And back in 69, you got to believe, I'm happy for the state of Minnesota and the people and the team.
It is kind of like you got to believe, isn't it? It's kind of like the Miracle Mets, isn't it?
That's it. It's just a beautiful. I watched that game. I was going crazy last night, because that's the way it's. That's fan support. Back in 62, when the Mets first came and they lost 120 games, and they had 40,000 people going there screaming, saying that you got to believe. It's a great feeling for Minnesota.
That's a nice perspective you just placed on the whole thing. It really is.
Absolutely.
And you guys just did a great job. The state of Minnesota should feel good about not only the Twins, but you guys for the support you gave.
Well, that's very, very kind. Let me ask you a question from your perspective as a Met fan. See, I think basically the Mets are like one of the few teams that were smart enough in the National League to realize that National League type of ball can't win it anymore. The Mets are a power team, therefore they won the World Championship last year.
That's it.
What's your view of that? I mean, I don't think these little, you know, banjo-hitting teams that try to steal their way into wins, I think it's an outdated strategy. I really do.
Oh, come on. Maury Wills will come back soon.
Banjo-hitting teams? Where'd we come up with that?
Banjo-hitters. Come on. Slap hitters.
The nice thing about the comparison, you're right. I think the Cardinals have a good team, but I think... definitely, the ball that the Twins played is exciting. I think last year the Mets proved that also, that they, sure, they're cocky, but they had a good team, and they went out there and said to the world, hey, we're going to do it. And I think the Twins did the same thing. And last night, watching the post-game festivities, the unity with the team, the way they stayed together all year round, and I'm in business, and when you see that and you say, hey, this is what life's all about. Helping each other, patting each other on the back, and say, "Hey, we can do it no matter what." And I think the Twins could be a team of destiny. I really do. Pick up a player here and there, and I think I'm proud to be a Minnesotan today.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to have you. Believe me.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call.
Bye bye.
Take it easy. You know, that's a point well taken, because the Cardinals have a few guys that are getting up there. You know, as great a ball player as he is, Ozzie's getting up there.
He is. Plus, you know, look at Jack Clark. They did have a power hitter, but you right. can't just base your entire team on one guy who can hit a home run. The Twins, they take one guy out of their lineup. They still have a bunch of others that can put the ball out of the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings up a great point, too, about the teamwork. I mean, it's such a cliche anymore, but, you know, whether you are in business or I think this is why people can appreciate this team more than anything else that they've seen around here in such a long time. It's so hard to pick a most valuable player.
Oh, yeah.
It was very difficult for the season. You could pick about three or four different guys. Difficult for the ALCS. Of course, Gaetti had a tremendous series. And most valuable player for the World Series? I mean, you could go right down the lineup. Oh, I'll say it 150,000 times today.
We're going to say it a few times today. Now, also, you know, look at the Tigers. Great baseball team, no question about it, but there's another team. They're getting up there.
No one's going to be laughing at the Western Division. The best young players in the game today are in the Western Division of the American League.
Well, either that or they're playing football for the Raiders.
Yeah, or both. Did he play yesterday?
I don't think he even got in.
No, he didn't get in.
He didn't get in the game. Oh, yeah, by the way, the Vikings are here tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, the Vikings are Monday Night Football tonight at 8 o'clock, and about 45 minutes from right now, Dave Huffman will be calling in from the team hotel. I didn't talk to him last night, but I got a message from him that he will be calling in, and nobody... That's another thing we should point out. Nobody is happier for the Twins than the North Stars, than the Strikers, mm-hmm. than the Vikings, the Gopher teams. These guys are ecstatic for the Twins. A world championship in this city. And remember, when Pittsburgh won one or two Super Bowls, all of a sudden their hockey team got hot, their baseball team won a world championship, and that's the kind of thing that happens, the momentum. Other teams pick up that kind of momentum. There's no question about it.
I'm sure the Vikings are looking at, you know, salvaging what has become a very difficult season for them, but they got off to a great start, and they were all hyped up about it. The fans were right behind them, and it'll be interesting to see the fans' response tonight. I don't know if it'll be any carryover in the dome tonight from last night, but I think once the game gets underway, the fans will be behind the Vikings 100% again.
Oh, man, I tell you, it's going to be a big day. We've got a lot of calls. We talked to Sid already, Chad Hartman. We talked to Saul.
Great fan calls this morning.
Mm-hmm. Great fan
not
calls.
Not just for stroking us. I mean, they really got a nice perspective on what took place during this baseball season.
Hang in there with us. We will be getting around to your calls. A lot of them coming in. I hope you understand that the phone lines are kind of flooded this morning. We'll get around to you. And at 8:30, we'll take some more. Dave Huffman will be calling in, so... We'll talk to Dave about his view on the Fall Classic.
Just forget the music today. Sorry, Dave.
Yeah, that's right. We'll just keep rolling right on by. Yeah, that pretty well covers everything, doesn't it? Gopher football team. We don't, you know, they lost at Ohio State. That's the way that goes.
Stars won Saturday night.
You know, Cicerelli and Bellows are having a real terrible years, aren't they?
Brian has what, 7 goals now, I think?
Bellows is just hotter than a pistol. We got to talk to Brian real soon. Gopher hockey team got Wisconsin in here this upcoming weekend. They can't lose. I mean, this team is unbelievable.
This is supposed to be a down year for them, too. Yeah, those kids on the Olympic team and yeah. all the guys graduated.
Scarred is having a real tough year.
Oh, Aaron Broughton's having a rough one, too.
So, everybody, as I said, you pick up that kind of momentum. Tonight, Denver is in town. It's an 8 o'clock game. It's a regional ABC Monday Night Football game. Is Al Michaels just going to stay in town and do that?
I don't know. It'll be interesting. I'm not sure. I doubt it. No, he's probably doing the nationally televised game, the Rams in Cleveland.
Yeah, probably.
Bringing their second team.
He probably, like, pig it up anyway like he did. You know, is that true? I heard, now, Lundegaard had a column, I understand, mm-hmm. that Al Michaels on the satellite between innings
said, I suppose if I started cheering now that they'd get kind of mad after St. Louis had a real big inning.
Is that right?
I understand that he said that, and he complained about his hotel accommodations in Minneapolis. He's just being a real jerk.
Yeah, that was on game one and two, he complained about the hotel accommodations.
So, Al, get out of town, buddy. You sound like Alan Alda anyway.
You should have seen Ricey and Michaels got into it yesterday.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
I didn't see Ricey's column on Saturday, so I don't know exactly the background on it, but they were sort of going at it a little bit.
What were they doing?
A little verbal interaction. How's that?
I think that was good.
You know, how's that, Schumacher? Schumacher's coaching me here.
In the left corner, wearing no trunks, Al Michaels.
Did you see Howard Cosell's column, by the way?
I did not.
Howard Cosell's column was very, very good yesterday. Howard said, look, this is baseball. Baseball, if it is America's game, we should be ecstatic that Minnesota and St. Louis are in the Fall Classic. It's the heartland. This is it.
Well, I know these national writers have been whining all week about, oh, it's the Twins and the Cardinals. I mean, what happened to the other baseball? What, you know, it's like this guy had to read up about Greg Gagne's background. Well, that's the guy's job. I mean, lunch yeah. introduce us to some new players instead of hearing about Keith Hernandez for the next 10 years. Pardon me, Met fans. But, I mean, you know, it's a refreshing thing to see. And, you know, we had the last couple of years, we've had Kansas City. They beat the Cardinals in the series. Mm-hmm. The Western Division's not doing too shabby, is it? Supposedly being the worst division in baseball.
Not too bad. It's time to take another break, ladies and gentlemen. But we'll be back in a minute and a half. We'll be back in a minute and a half.
It's great. Everyone's got to listen to it. It's terrific.
Dan put together a salute to the Twins, some highlights. We'll play that for you again at 8 o'clock. Stretch Monster in at 8:15 to hear about it. Oh, the sun got their eyes. The roof got their eyes.
There's another whiner.
And at 8:30, Channel 4's Mark Rosen Sports Update. Dave Huffman with his NFL update, of course. We got the real guys back in the field again. Jim McMahon, I want to hear what he has to say about McMahon bringing the Bears back again yesterday. God, I was hoping he was going away. Here's some Beatles. Gee, this is from close to 1965, the last time. 92KQRS, that's the Allman Brothers. Before that, Heart off Compact Digital Disc. And the Beatles from 1963, some KQ Vintage Rock with Tom and Dan. It's a minute after 8 o'clock here with KQ Metro Traffic Control, Marianne Sullivan.
And this traffic update is brought to you by Cellular One. Some heavy traffic reported 35 East southbound from Highway 36 to I-94. You'll find it stop and go. Checking northbound traffic, here's Unit 9.
35E northbound between 494 and Randolph. Traffic levels are moderately heavy to heavy. Speeds averaging 50 miles per hour. Unit 9 for Metro.
County Road 18 southbound from 36th Avenue North to Medicine Lake Road. Traffic heavy 30 miles per hour, but it loosens nicely past there. Are you working your way through traffic? With a car phone from Cellular One, you could be putting in some real road work right now. Call CARFONE.
We're with you, Marianne.
What's happening over there?
We're falling apart.
There's a certain giddiness over here.
Hey, how come you're not over here?
I should be.
Get in the unit and get over here, will you?
Okay.
We want you here for the 8:30 sports. You don't have to do traffic at KCCM, do you?
No, not then.
Okay, we've been talking baseball all morning. We're going to play a thing for you right now, Marianne.
Okay.
You can hear it. But I got to say this for tomorrow. We got to talk all baseball today. I'm sorry.
Well, we do have to thank one man.
Who's that?
Well, you haven't seen downtown, but if you could, it's a mess. I mean, there is confetti, streamers, bottles, and there's one guy across the street from us with a broom. and he is working so hard, I'm not kidding, and he's covered about 10 feet.
This poor guy, the one guy with a broom. Hey, Bruno, get out there.
Is it the guy from the Bullwinkle show?
Yeah, the guy from the Bullwinkle show. Oh, that's wonderful. One guy. Hey, clean that up.
Double time.
All right, let's take a quick break here. We're going to come right back. Dan Culhane stayed up all night. He hasn't had any sleep whatsoever. He put together a highlight tape for you all to listen to. Did a great job, and we'll play that for you up next.
Hey, Marge, listen.
Oh, that's my Vic, the only person who actually listens to supermarket music.
Sounds like a carpenter's tune, I think.
Vic, why are you over in the canned coffee section? The Millstone coffee's over here.
I know, but...
Ooh, just smell the aroma of these beans. Vic, you just can't buy coffee any fresher than Millstone.
Why settle for pictures of beans on a can when you can have real beans right down the aisle? Millstone's whole bean coffees are delivered fresh to your supermarket, just days out of the roaster. And you can grind your millstone right in the store or later at home for the freshest cup.
I don't see why you'd want to buy canned coffee when you're just steps from real beans.
Oh, I'm not going to drink this stuff.
Well, then what?
I just need a can to soak my paintbrushes in.
Oh.
Nothing in a can compares to Millstone whole bean coffees. Delivered fresh, kept fresh at your supermarket.
Recognize this? It's the Minute Waltz, and it has something to do with heart attacks and St. Paul Ramsey Medical Center. You see, Ramsey specializes in heart attack intervention. By using a procedure called coronary angioplasty, heart attack victims can often be treated without open heart surgery. The result? A fuller recovery in a fraction of the time it would have taken just a few years ago. Why the Minute Waltz? You have only about 3 hours to perform the procedure. After that, the damage is done. So every minute counts. And unlike many hospitals, at Ramsey, an angioplasty team is available 24 hours a day, every day. So you may want to choose Ramsey for critical cardiac care, unless you have the foresight to make an appointment for your heart attack somewhere else. Critical care at St. Paul Ramsey Medical Center. You won't need an appointment to get the care you need.
Hi, it's Tom Bernard for Nutrisystems, and as I said earlier, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to take any credit for what went on last night, you know, world championship or anything, but my personal belief is that when I decided to get in shape and went to Nutrisystem, God said, okay, Tom, it's a trade-off.
We'll give you this one.
If you behave now and, you know, get in good shape, then you can win a world championship. Don't worry about a thing. That's just a personal belief on my behalf. But you can join Nutrisystem this week and lose 20, 25, 30 pounds or more and pay for half the weight you want to lose for Nutrisystem services. There are 6 Nutrisystem centers located throughout the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. That's kind of like world championship cities, aren't they? Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yeah, it's got a nice ring to it.
World championship cities. Baseball capital of the world is Minnesota, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's
kind of what I thought. So call Marcy, man. Call over there and say, hey, look, if I go on this, you think the Vikes could win the Super Bowl? It's our personal belief. Call 636-2000 for details and a free no-obligation consultation. 636-2000. Nutrisystem, they succeed where diets fail you. It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Dan Culhane has not gone to sleep yet. He came right over from the stadium to KQRS and put together a highlight tape. All the guys are involved in this thing. And you go ahead and explain it, Dan.
All right, you just did explain it. After the game, all the comments from all the players, what they thought about winning the big one, the World Series. Here it is on KQ.
For the first time ever, the Minnesota Twins are the world champions.
Very happy that Mr. Polak gave me an opportunity to manage these fine bunch of young men, and I'm very proud of the guys, the way they played. You know, outstanding effort against the Tigers, very good ball club, and to beat the Cardinals, just an outstanding class organization, we have to feel very proud.
Oh, it's a tremendous feeling. You know, MVP is a great, great honor, but I couldn't do it without the other 23 guys, and they all should share in this. I was able to forget about Game 4 now. I have a nice winter ahead with Game 7, and all the guys made it possible, and that's the way we played all year. It's just an incredible, incredible feeling.
I felt great to play the last couple of days, and I just wanted to just do the best I could and just stay back and just try to contribute to the team offensively because I hadn't done it in the previous 4 games. I was just trying to come out and just do the things that I've done all year, and that's just play hard and just let my ability just take over. I'm just glad that Frankie got the MVP, man.
These group of guys have been unbelievable. You know, if you make a mistake, some guy just picks you up. It's happened the whole year. A tremendous ball game tonight. Very exciting ball game. 2 guys throwing out the plate. I'm just happy. So happy we came out on top.
Thank you very much. It was a very exciting World Series, and every player always dreams to be in this. And 7th game, and it was just outstanding performance by everybody, and very exciting, I think, for the viewers and the fans here. Tonight we were very confident coming into the ballpark. Everybody was somewhat low-keyed, more so than the night before. And
that sounds great. World champions. So just leave it at that. I think I'll hide for a week and just try to pinch myself and read about it and confirm that it's true.
It was the most thrilling, most fun time at bat I've ever had in almost 13 years and almost 1,500 at bats. The most memorable. I was having so much fun. It was it's indescribable. It really was the most fun I've ever had in baseball. We came close a couple of times and we weren't so good a couple of times. A lot of real good seasons and a real big moments for me personally, but never never as a team, which is what which is what you play for. And what a great 35th birthday. I've never seen a team able to get as intense and determined to win a big game when we had to win a big game. When we perceived there was a big game, this team won the game. It was unbelievable. And, you know, last night was a big game. I thought we were going to win. And when we were going down to the biggest game of the year in our home park and get with these people, I knew we were going to win. Had to be.
I hate to sound redundant, but, you know, you take the games one game at a time, and you go along, and you go along. It's such a long season. That's the only way you can do it. You start dreaming and get it way ahead of yourself. That's when your bubble gets busted on you. And it may sound funny to people, but that's the way you have to do it in this game. The season's too long and too tough. And I'm real happy that Andy McPhail gave me an opportunity to manage these fine bunch of players, and he did a great job of securing some people to fill in the holes that we needed.
We're number one. We're the best. We're the best in the league. We might not have all the best players or the best pitchers, but we got the best 24-man team in the league. And we played as a team right down to the wire, right down to the last out, and that's why we're the world champion.
What a feeling. It's not the champagne. It's the people out there. I mean, we just went out there and thanked them. What a thrill. It's, again, you can't explain it. We won when we had to, it seemed like. Every time our backs to the wall, it seemed like we could win a ball game. We come up and win a ball game. That's what it went all year for us. It was somebody different every day. And it's just great because everybody contributed so well. It's way in the back of your mind that maybe you'll make it there someday. And now you make it there, and I'm just so happy for the people. I mean, you can just tell on the faces of the people. I mean, it'd be funny if Minneapolis is standing tonight after how crazy they were here. Now, they were screaming so loud you couldn't even hear them. It was almost like a dog whistle. We were even talking about it in the dugout. It was just a scream, and you could hardly even hear it. It was so loud. You guys did it for us. I mean, we were out in the field. We did a job out there, but you guys pulled us through it. Thanks a million.
Oh, tonight was definitely the best. You know, that's a dream come true to get a chance to save this, you know, seventh game of the World Series and be world champions. Really can't ask for anything more.
The fans were tremendous. Here, I tell you, I didn't see anything like this last year in Boston. It was just a community effort. The whole state, I tell you, it was just a tremendous feeling.
You can never picture this. There's no way. I mean, you dream about it as a young kid. You know, out in the front yard, tearing up your mom's yard. You dream about it, but you never can imagine the pressure and just everything that goes along with it right now. And now just the total euphoria of just partying and everybody enjoying with it. I mean, everybody, every person in that stands, and everybody out in the bars, everybody on the streets right now feels the same way I feel right now. It's been a long time coming. I mean, all you hear, you get in a situation where we can win it, and all you hear about is how no one else has done the job. Everybody's kind of fallen right at the front door. Oh, baby, we just kicked the door in, and we're number one.
All right, Bruno. That is wonderful. Good job on that, Dan.
Thank you.
I love listening to that kind of stuff.
Bruno was terrific.
Listen to this letter.
Baby, we just kicked the door in.
Dear Tom and Dan, little Marky Rosen, I am writing to congratulate Tom Kelly and our Minnesota Twins. Now, this may sound a little strange to you, but wait till we get to the end of it. I'm writing to congratulate Tom Kelly and our Minnesota Twins on their brilliant defeat of the Detroit Tigers for the AL Championship, and also to thank you for the support you've shown throughout the season. Without you, myself, and of course Marky Rosen, the constant support, the Twins surely couldn't have done it. Unfortunately, I will be in London for the next 2 months, so I will be unable to see any of the series. The next time you speak with TK, please wish him and the guys best of luck for me. Thanks. An ever-faithful Twins and KQ fan, Susan Gerster from Digby Stewart College in Rosehampton, England.
No kidding.
We just got, look at this.
That's wonderful.
We just got this letter in from London, England, ladies and gentlemen, congratulating the Twins on the AOS. So I'm sure we'll hear from Susan in a couple of weeks, because this is postmarked October 15th, 11 days ago. So about, the 4th, 5th of November, we'll hear from Susan again in London. The greatest.
Schumacher had a great idea. He said, you know, this week covered SI, last week Gladden was on. This week they should have kind of a double image, one of the players and of the fans. That should be the cover of SI.
Mm-hmm. You know, when's the last time the three Minnesotans were on three consecutive covers of Sports Illustrated? Last week it was Gladden, week before that it was Gagne, week before that it was...
Dun, dun,
Steve Walsh.
That's
University
right.
Of Miami.
That's right.
The Twins, I mean, they even beat the SI curse.
Look at that.
That's the greatest. Gagne, you know, one of the worst pictures of Gagne you could ever want to see.
Painful picture.
I'll tell you, really, everyone's going to be saying to themselves, when's it really going to sink in? You know, for a lot of people, it'll be the parade, I think, tomorrow. We have a little gathering tonight at Channel 4 from 7 to 8 at Southdale. Come on out.
Oh, yeah, 7 to 8 at Southdale. You guys are going to be doing, like, a twin special.
We're going to have, like, 50,000 people in the parking lot. Don't, this would not be a good day, a good night to return that pair of socks.
Are you doing it outside?
No, it'll be inside.
I was going to say, Rosie.
But last night, after all, most of the players had left, although most of them didn't want to leave the dome, I walked back in the clubhouse and saw that world championship trophy sitting in the middle of the clubhouse, and I said to myself, this is in the Twins clubhouse. Is this visiting here?
Hey, Rossetti, I want a copy of the tape.
Oh, yeah.
Rosen Sports Sunday from like April 3rd or something.
I looked at it last week.
Did you?
I got to see it.
We're all sitting around talking baseball. And I tell you what, those picks that everybody made are pretty accurate.
They really were.
We sat and looked at it. Dan and I picked the Twins to win this thing. You picked the Cardinals to win the National League East.
Right.
They ended up in the series against one another. This may be the home of baseball. Just maybe. It's 8:15 already, quarter after 8. And stretches coming up in a couple of minutes with some football schmooze. We'll talk a little baseball. And then at 8:30, Channel 4's Mark Rosen Sports Update. Dave Huffman live from the Vikings Hotel. 8 o'clock tonight, Denver's in town. Go Vikes. Pick up the momentum and just roll through them. Here's Elton John off Compact Digital Disc. Tom and Dan at 92KQRS, your FM home of the Minnesota Twins, KQ.